From champagne, we rock on. like his compositions.
Okay, what aspect?
I like musical theatre and jazz, and I like that they're both incorporated in his writing. That you can you can make his songs jazzy.
So how does this suit your voice, do you think?
There's a large range across all of the songs I've sung, and also he does lots of different not styles, but does slow ones and fast ones, and you can interpret them in different ways and make them into your own.
Okay, so how have you made these pieces into your own?
By listening to all my, I've listened to a lot of reference tracks and then decided on different tempos.
Explain how they influenced you then.
Well, originally when I chose the Cole Porter theme, I listened to Cole Porter's versions and they're all quite musical theatre and quite straightly played. And then I listened to things like Ella Fitzgerald's and Frank's and how they've interpreted them and decided that you can put swing on lots of them. And
okay, so, you know, you're going to have a band, so how is it going to change how you sing them from how you were doing with the piano?
Yeah, definitely.
How? What is that jazz style you're going to try and put in?
I'd like a lot of them to be like bossa nova styles, and so making them...
But how does that affect your singing? Because you're talking about how the accompaniment's done. How's that going to affect your singing? How's that going to change your what you sing?
I think it will sink into the mood of the pieces more. So they'll be more jazzy once there's a band behind them because they're, like I said, things like Ella's ones, when you put the orchestra behind them or the band, they sound so much fuller and full of life, like I assume Cole Porter wanted them to sound in different ways.
So what makes you think Cole Porter, I mean, I'm not disagreeing, but what makes you think Cole Porter wanted them in a jazzy sound, jazzy way?
Well, I think, well, all of them are written for musicals. But definitely in his style of writing, you can tell that he had jazz influences and I think if he heard different jazz versions of them, I don't think he'd dislike them because they are all sort of leaning towards a more jazzier style than musical theatre. They're like jazz put into musical theatre in a musical theatre-y way.
Okay. All right, well done. The proof's in... I mean, the proof's in now, you sing beautifully and you've got that style. It's going to be a whole different ball game adding a band and using a microphone. So it's going to, I mean, the balance there was brilliant. But because you're going to add some other instruments, I need to have a thing and chat to Mr. Kemp or whatever and decide what to do. Because it's going to add a whole new dynamic, literally, but also a whole new performance.
Yeah.
Because you've got a beautiful, powerful voice, and I've got to work out how that's going to work. So we need to do some thinking on that. You could afford to lose a piece because it's only 15 minutes. It's about 16.
So we added one because we were under.
Well, doing it then, I don't know. You talk to Ms. Kemp or decide. But you did it then, one off. They're not big gaps at all, very small gaps, and
the band will be more
tough. Well, not even that, I just think you could afford to lose a piece. Which one? I don't know, but you could afford to lose a piece. But I think you've done very well there. I think you've got the style, you've got the beautiful intonation, a very powerful voice. What I don't want to do is lose the rawness, the naturalness of your beautiful voice by having a mic and having a loud band. So I need to do some thinking and chatting on that. But, really good, so well done. Okay, you've just got to keep it there and even better. Perhaps more, perhaps bouncier, perhaps a bit more lively.
Yeah.
Because you're just standing there.
It will.
But what I don't want is that helps in some respects, but detracts in others.
From the point,
Because once you're miking it up, you've got to get that right, and it's... You've got a beautiful natural voice, and I don't want to lose that, so I've got to think about that.
Okay.
Do some thinking.
Will it be on SoundCloud? Will it be on SoundCloud?